Much of the attention has been focused on the horrible events at the World Trade Center in New York. In Arlington, Virginia, the Pentagon also was hit by terrorists yesterday. It continued to smolder this morning. Many military personnel in the massive building across the Potomac River from downtown Washington, D.C., were resuming work today. In the Washington area, emergency officials are still trying to figure out how many people were killed or injured. Joining me now is NPR's John Hamilton. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the story on the Pentagon today?
Well, the people at the Pentagon were actually just learning about the World Trade Center events when their own building got hit. This plane hit a part of the west side of the Pentagon. Actually, it's a part that had just been renovated. And that started a fire. The fire was so intense that it was a number of hours before rescue workers could even reach some parts of the building. And late into the night, the fire was still burning. One reason they say the fire was so intense was that, at least according to the airlines, this plane was carrying about 30,000 pounds of fuel because it was scheduled to fly all the way to Los Angeles.
Any idea of the number of casualties at the Pentagon?
Clearly, there were many fewer deaths and injuries at the Pentagon than at the World Trade Center, but the numbers are still quite large by any normal standard, probably in the hundreds. We know there were 64 people on the plane that hit the building, and Pentagon officials said there is virtually no chance that any of those people could have survived. There's also an estimate that between 100 and 800 people who were in the building had been killed, although they have not narrowed that number anymore. Part of the reason for the wide range, apparently, is that the Pentagon isn't sure how many people were working in that precise area when the building was hit.
Saw it from the bridge this morning. There was still smoke. It looked like it was still burning. Bright lights helping rescue workers.
The bright lights probably were helping rescue workers, although they were the fire was still burning and they were clearly having a lot of trouble reaching any bodies or any survivors who might have been in all the rubble.
The number of victims obviously is less than that of New York, but what about the symbolic importance of the Pentagon?
Well, this is a building that, at least to many people, represents the military power that protects the United States from dangerous forces. And in this case, at least, it really couldn't even defend itself. Talking to people yesterday, there was a common theme in their remarks, and that was that this successful attack on this particular building made them feel extremely vulnerable.
Now, what are plans at the Pentagon over the next few days?
The Department of Defense says that the Pentagon is going to be open for business today, and that action probably is symbolic. It's a way of saying perhaps that a terrorist act cannot shut down the national defense system. It will probably, however, be a pretty grim scene for people who work in the building. They're going to arrive at work tomorrow and see not only a 30 to 40 foot gash in the west side of the building where they work, but it's also likely that they will see rescue workers removing bodies from the rubble.
What about security?
Well, it's clear that the Pentagon has stepped up all manner of security, as virtually every other potential target. There have been police all around the area, and there have been people with guns very much in evidence. And there have, of course, been military jets flying overhead almost constantly all day.
NPR's John Hamilton.